So we started discussing Kiddush last week, so we'll review and move on. So we discussed how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, and now it's this week's part. Zachar Shama Shabbos V'Kadsho. So it says Zachar, so perhaps just coming home and thinking about the Kiddush, thinking about Shabbos should be enough. So therefore, the Sifra tells us, Shamar tells me in the Leish, after Shamar Belay, V'zocha mani makayim bepeh. Similarly, like we have by Zechiras HaMolek, that Los Hishkov tells me not to forget, mani makayim v'zocha, zocha bepeh. So he said it's not enough, even though there's a prima gunan shita that says that here is enough, but we pass, can we assume we need at least bepeh. So how much of Kiddush is Daraisa? There's three components to Kiddush. There's Kiddush B'dvarim, there's Kiddush Al HaYayin, and then there's the drinking of the wine. Amavarach Tzarach Sheyitom. So we pointed out the Rambam and other Rishonim and the Magen Avraham follow, like the Rambam, that Kiddush B'dvarim, that is the mitzvah in our Torah. The other two components are only midrabanan. There's a Tosis and Shvuas and Avchach Amadeis. This is not only is Kiddush B'dvarim, but it has to be Al HaKos. You don't have to drink the Kos. Drinking it's drabanan, but Zachreel HaYayin is a Din D'Oraisa, so you have to be holding a cup of wine during Kiddush. And then we have a third sheet, the Rashi and Nazir, and Avgimel Amadeis. Not only is Kiddush B'dvarim D'Oraisa, not only is Kiddush Al HaKos D'Oraisa, but even drinking the wine itself is also a Din D'Oraisa. And we pointed out, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there, how you learn that Gemara. And Tosfos says, no, it's not really whether a Nazir makes Kiddush, and could they make Kiddush and drink the wine. So according to Rashi, the way he learns the Gemara, that yes, it's Nishma Levato Sa Mitzvah, therefore you can go ahead and the Nazir makes Kiddush and drinks wine. Rov Rishon, we assume like Tosfos said, no, that a Nazir can't because the Yayin's only Drabanan, so the Nazir is Nisa D'Oraisa. Therefore we assume that there is no Kiddush by a Nazir. Then we pointed out another Nafka Mina might be, is what about Kiddush on Yom Kippur? Because we, at least let's just, Kiddush on Yom Kippur tells us the question. Let's assume when Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, where it's still Shabbos, so we're still Chayiv in Kiddush Min HaTorah. So, is there a Chayiv Kiddush? So, we said, so perhaps according to Rashi, that if you assume Rashi holds you in all three to fulfill your mitzvah the rites of Kiddush, and since obviously you can't drink wine on Yom Kippur, so perhaps according to Rashi, when Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, there'll be no mitzvah of Kiddush. However, we assume like the Bali Tosis and other Rishonim, that only Kiddush B'dvarim is the right. In fact, the Magen Avraham's Raya is this. The Magen Avraham, how do I know I'm right? That you fulfill your mitzvah. The Magen Avraham extended the Rambam. The Rambam just said Kiddush B'dvarim. If you read the text of Kiddush, you fulfill the mitzvah. The Magen Avraham extended it based on the Rambam, just by davening Shmoneh Esrei Friday night, saying the Bracha Makadish HaShabbos, that's enough. So how do I know I'm right? He says, because how do we fulfill our mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos? Obviously we don't go home and make Kiddush, the same way it works Yom Kippur night in Shul or in Davening Ma'ariv, so too works all year round. So according to, we assume we fulfill a mitzvah in us. There is, and clearly, according to the Magen Avraham, the Chazal never instituted over a cup of wine or drinking it on Yom Kippur, for obvious reasons. So according to the Magen Avraham, we fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Ishmon Esrei. Perhaps according to Rashi, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush, period. And that's also the Rizva in Shabbos also seems to say that also, perhaps that we fulfill a mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Kippur in the Myra. And then we pointed out, the Rishba says that would be like Tosfos Shita. Rashi would say, according to Rashi, it definitely can't work. You have to actually drink the wine. Right. And then we discussed the Gemara, the Machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and Brachas, Nanalos, about what's the Seder HaKiddush, that Beis Shammai says first Kiddushas Hayom, then the Yayin, and Beis Hillel, the way we follow, we do Yayin, then Kiddushas Hayom. And so the Pnei Yehoshua and the Salach asked the Kasha that if Kedushas Hayom is Daraisa, and like we're assuming like the Magen Ram and Tosfos the way we passed in, that Kedushas Hayom is Daraisa, and Bori Pri Agav is only Drabanan, so the Daraisa should take precedence over the Drabanan. Which leads the Srach and the Pnei Yeshua to conclude, Einachinami, you're right. But here we're talking about someone who already was fulfilled his mitzvah in Kiddush when he davened Friday night. So here we're only dealing on both the Dinam Durabanas, then we go with Tadir. But Einachinami, as the Srach says, Lahalacha Bis Kiddush, that if a woman, same for a man, that if there's a minig, there's more women that don't daven Ma'ariv than men, let's put it that way. So if a woman did not have a buyer, but she ends up making Kiddush, according to the Srach, she has to follow Beis Shammai's order of saying the Kiddush is Hayom first, and then the Bori Pri Hagafen, because that's a Din D'Oraisa, and the Bori Pri Hagafen is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Shagas Ayah disagrees. We point out there's a Pri Chadash also, but like the Srach, but the Shagas Ayah disagrees completely, says it's not true. There is no principle that the fact that something that you have two mitzvahs, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa to do that, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the fact that one is a mitzvah d'oraisa does not necessarily automatically mean you get kedima. And what's my raya? Every Friday night, what do? Every Friday night we make the Bori Pri Hagafen first, which is only d'rabbanan, and we do the kedushas hayom later. So clearly, it's a machlokes shagas ayah, the Srach, so the shagas ayah would say even if someone did not have a ma'ariv, or even if a woman did not have a ma'ariv and she made kiddush, she would still continue with the order we used to. She'd make a Bori Pri Hagafen. That would be a machlokes shagas Yisrach on what would be the order of kiddush for someone who did not have a ma'ariv or did not do kiddush bidvarim yet. So according to the Srach, a big kiddush, kiddushes hayom, you have to switch the order of kiddush. And according to the shagas Aryeh, the pashtus is that it's not that way.
Why didn't you set it precisely by the holy full?
Right, I mean,
the yom.
No, because well, Machal is a shot.
Problem.
You mean when you say by Yechu, you mean in the Kiddush?
In the Kiddush, so then she's fulfilled the mitzvah for the Shatz Yom.
You mean when she?
Like the Mishnah for it, some people say that a woman should say
the Kiddush. Yeah, right. To know, with you or even by themselves, right? Yes, right. To know the Yehuda, right? No, right. So question is right. So you're saying what you say by Yechu, you're saying. So, yeah, but the question is the woman saying it or not?
No,
if
the woman likes kiddush.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have
a mask,
so why would
they? Right. Okay. Then. Well, okay. But Yichu really isn't the din of kiddush. I mean, that's reduced by Yichu, but the din of kiddush is Bori Pri Hagafen, and you know, I guess I'm not sure exactly when by Yichu was added, or maybe it was always there, but that's not. And we're going. I see when Beit Shammai didn't even mention by Yichu, so it's an interesting question exactly what. You know, when was that added? But then you're right, Anchinami, Bizman Hazeh, if you're saying by Yechulah, so maybe we really are following Beis Shammai. Right. That's an interesting point, right?
The question is, what exactly is the
line? Right, and then we'll have to, that's what we're getting into, right. Well, so that was the Magen Avraham. So everyone jumped all over the Magen Avraham and said, how could we know, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chafam and Beis, a woman is chayiv in kiddush min haTorah the same as a man zocha b'shamar, because yeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zechira. So how could it be if a man, assuming a man davened ma'ariv, a woman did not? So we have a more fundamental question: how could a man be motzei a wife in kiddush? A pasha zechiyav derabbanan cannot do a mitzvah for a chiyav daraisa. So we answer. So the Nozer Bihud is Echinami. You're right. The Dogum Rav, a woman should daven ma'ariv. And therefore, if not, she should make her own kiddush. Well, we pointed out the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says you should have, it's a different context. We'll go back to the Chasam Sofer when we get into what his context was. But what he says is that you should have negative kavana, chenami. Don't have in mind, and we'll assume stam kavana, because you don't normally, the fact that you're going to go home and make kiddush over wine is showing that you're not really having kavana for kiddush now. So whether you have negative kavana, he writes negative, maybe this means not having positive kavana, whatever the din of kavana is, it's a separate shayla. But you have to have a mind to the yotzei mitzvah tefillah, but not the mitzvah of kiddush, therefore you still chayiv in haTorah when you get home, and therefore it's no problem. Then we pointed out to Arach HaShulchan and Rabbi Akiva Eger. They say, what's the problem? We have a it's true, al shomea ka'oneh, you have to be on the same level. Achiyev Darabanan can't be Motzi Achiyev Daraisa. But there's another principle. Yatza Motzi. Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazed. It's in a Varvis. That if I'm the only Baal Tokeya, if I'm the only one who can read Hebrew, until I'm chayav to make kiddush for everyone in the room, I have to go to everyone's house or whatever the parameters are. But if I'm around and I can, I'm allowed to make kiddush 100 times, 10 times, even with the brachas, because until every Jew in on Theodore heard kiddush, I wouldn't fulfill my obligation completely. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on Yatza Motzi, I give a ad, but we know the Russian bracha tells us Nasham Eino Bechlau, the women aren't included in Arevis. So that he points out, that's what the Rush means is only in the context of the Gemara and Berchas HaMazon. The Gemara discusses whether women on the same daf Chafam Aveis and Brachas, whether a woman is Chayiv and Berchas HaMazon Sharaita Drabanan. The Gemara says Mainach Gamina, who cares, she has the bench, whether she can be Motzei a man. So if you assume that a woman is Minat Torah and has no obligation to bench, so that's what the Rush means. If she has no obligation to bench, she can go ahead and be mostly someone else. But by Kiddush, Nashim Chayavis to Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are Chayav and Kiddush Minat Torah. So there's no discussion. Even the Rush would agree that in this situation there is Arvis for women and there's no problem.
Woman, we mostly a man. There's
Arvis
is two sides.
But Kivega talks about maybe it only works in one direction.
Yeah,
right.
Women. Men can do women, but women can't do men.
Right, yeah.
Why not?
He brings. Based on the Rush, he discusses. Right. But then there's another answer he said of the Minchas Chinuch, who these three answers have been, assuming it's a good question, and we give an answer. That we were assuming the Magen Avraham's assumption was true, that you are Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah in Tefillah, and now we have to give answers, how can you be Motzi your wife? The Minchas Chinuch debates the whole assumption. He says there's a Gemara of Sacha Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, which no one's cholek on, and the Gemara says if it's part of the mitzvah of the rice, or part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, is it's not enough to mention Zeichu Maisa Bereshit, but you have to mention Zechu Yitzias Mitzrayim. They're based on the Rashava Hekesh and the Gemara over there. So last I checked, our Myra of Friday night does not have Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch denies the whole Yisrael. There's no problem. Don't worry. You're not Yotzei Kiddush. Just go home and make Kiddush. But we come out according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Shal would be when Yontif Shechol B'Shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Shabbos, we daven Tzilu Shalosh Regolim. And that's why even Yom Kippur fits in well, because Yom Kippur, you also do mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it would fit in well that Yom Kippur, you are Yotze, and even according to the Minchas Chinuch, that on Yom Kippur now you could be Yotze in Shul. But he says that according to the Minchas Chinuch, if it's a Yontif Shechol B'Shabbos, then okay, then I have a Kasha. But if it's a regular Shabbos, it's no Kasha because you're not Yotze. What would the Magen Avraham answer? So either the Magen Avraham will have to say, it isn't a din d'araisa, it's only a smach, it's a din d'rabanan. Or, as the Be'er Halacha brings down, maybe we do mention, this has to go back a step. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema. But since it's Halacha, smichas gula tfila, so perhaps doesn't, what's the difference if it's in tfila or not? It's in Kriya. I guess that only helps if you, when you're davening, because some sheets is that when you daven early, so you only daven the Shemoneh Esrei and you do the Kriya Shema later. So, but assuming you daven the standard Seder, so right, so then he says you'd have to extend to that. If some want to say a Kiddush in the Magen Avraham, even if he holds that it's a Din D'Araisa, maybe it's only a Din L'Chatchila. That, because the Rambam writes, not only is Tzvila D'Araisa, but Seder has Tzvila D'Araisa. You need Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. Is it Bakasha?
Is there
Magen Avraham is supposed to be in Sheva, so it's not in the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore it shouldn't be in the Shemoneh Esrei, because it's supposed to be a Kain, right. Oh yeah, but then you're singing, you mean. Right. So maybe that's the reason for the minute.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Minchas Chinuch introduced it in Tefillah. Right. Something like that. Right. So then the question is, right, then I guess you have to mention it together. You have both anyway in the Magen Avraham. You have Shabbos also. So therefore, So in fact, some say that's what the Magen Avraham is. It's the Chazaras Hashah. It's the Rav has the whole Shtick on it. That each one is Kain Shiva. It goes over, you know, each of the brachas.
What does the Shul make Kiddush? Then do we then have the problem again? So is, of course, in Minchas Chinuch you don't have a problem because you're not Yotze Tefillah, you're not Yotze Kiddush with Tefillah because it doesn't happen, right?
You want to, what about this mitzvah, different shuls that make actual Kiddush?
Yeah, now that brings back the problem.
Right, good. I'm gonna come to that. That's a good point. Right, maybe that's one of the reasons the minhag stopped. But either way, right.
Right. Out of the problem,
right. Right. Exactly. But even that's for a different case. I'll get into Kiddush with Malkam Sud. That's going to tie into. That's something to talk about now.
Would you be Yotze the Kiddush, or are you going to do that?
Yeah. But that would be so pashtus and right. Same thing. If you're saying by Yechul and Shul, so then according, and then assuming, that's assuming you're being Motzei with that Kiddush. You know, I mean. Assuming you're doing Shomei HaKohen, and assuming you're Yotze, then you have a Kiddush from Malkam Sud, the problem, so we'll get into that in a second. So, some want to point out that maybe another Kiddush in the Malkam, because the Rambam says not only is Tefillah the right, but Seder Tefillah. You need Shelach, Bakash, and Odah. So the Kasha in the Magen Avraham is, he writes, we all know woman Achayiv in Tefillah, it's a Mishnah and Brachas. The whole issue is how much of Achayiv in. So you have the whole gamut, you have the Magen Avraham who says, he claims the Rambam Shita is this by saying, getting up and saying a Moda'ani is enough. Others say, no, you need at least a Shachar, so you need a Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah. Then you have some say Shachar is a Mincha, some say Shachar is a Mincha Mayrav. But whatever, so the Magen Avraham says a simple Moda'ani. So the Kasha is, but the Rambam himself writes, say the Tzvila Zeraisa. So how can the Magen Avraham say a Moda'ani is enough? So someone suggests that even though it's a Din Daraisa, but it's only a Din L'Chatchila, which is, it gets into a separate question. There's a Ritva and Ravid by Hidda Mitzvah in terms of whether is that true? But the fact that something's not indispensable could still be... That was the Ritva's right, the Hidda Mitzvah isn't the right, so it's the fact that we talked about Lulav Sarach Eged, that out Hidda Mitzvah, the Gemara says you have to put all the Dal and Minim together. And since the Chachamim say, you Yotzei Bidiyev without it, that's the Ritva's right. Well, Hidda Mitzvah can't be the right. So they're going to lose the right. In other words, you can't have a lechatchila. But the right is totally on him. So the Magen Avraham is not working with the Ritva, assuming you learned this pattern in the Magen Avraham. You could say the tefillah is the right, but you're not fulfilling your mitzvah and amufka, but you're fulfilling your yotze, your mitzvah, the right of tefillah. So too they'll say by Kiddush. When the Gemara says in Pesachim, that you need Zecha Yitzhiya Tzayin. The Magen Avraham also agrees. But that, he holds it's a din of, it's a din in Hilchas Kiddush. If you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, a mitzvah min amuvchar, you should mention Zecha Yitzhiya Tzayin. But if you don't, it's so you still fulfill your mitzvah, but you're not fulfilling, your mitzvah min amuvchar. But either way, those are the different shitas on Beis. We assume the Magen Avraham is correct. We have to deal with our minhag of how does, a man be motzei a woman. So, and then there's a further shaila between the Bir Halacha and Rabbi Akiva Eger. What happens what is enough to say? We say you need a Haskara. Is a Haskara called to? Everyone agrees, if you actually recite the Kiddush, that's enough. Whether you do it in Tzvila is enough, that's a Machlokas, the Minchas Chinuch Magen Avraham. What happens if you just get home and say, Good Shabbos, and the woman says, Good Shabbos back to you? Is that enough? So Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests in the tshuva that yes, he says why? He says perhaps that's where the meaning of going home and saying good Shabbos comes from. That a woman fulfills a mitzvah d'oraisa when she responds, and then everyone's only chayim midrabanan after that. And the Bir Halacha quotes the Rabbi Akiva does not like it at all. He says no, that's not enough. So what is this nekudas hamachlokas between the Bir Halacha and Rabbi Akiva Eger on whether good Shabbos is enough? So this. It's probably based on a fundamental machlokas we've shown him, getting back to the basics of what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why are we making Kiddush? What role? I was making because the Torah commanded, but what did the Torah have in mind when they said, what exactly is the Geder Hadin of this mitzvah of Kiddush? So this is a famous machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Oh, that's the way they all say it is anyway. The Rambam writes in Perek Chavtes, Hilcha Shabbos. The Rambam writes, he talks about the mitzvahs, I say, of Kiddush, etc. And then he writes that, and basically the mitzvah is Zechira Shevach. It's basically to extol the character of the day. The Rambam sheet is that the Yisod of Kiddush is Zachareyu, is Zechira Shevach Valda, you have to extol the day of Shabbos. And the Ramban, in this week's Parsha, a long Ramban on the Aseret HaDibros of Zohar, many good Yisodas in there, but this is towards the end of the Ramban, most people never get this far, that the Ramban writes, and you know what he compares making Kiddush to? He says, this is like when Basin is Makadosh the Yovel, Kiddashtem Eshnat HaChavishim, when Basin says Makudosh, Makudosh. In other words, if we could put it this way, the Torah says Zohar Shom HaShabbat V'Kodsho. So according to the Rambam, the Iker is the Zohar. It's a Zachreyo, extol the character today. According to the Ramban, the Iker word in that pasuk is Lekadsho. It's a Mekadosh the Yom, like Basin, you're not Mekudosh, Mekudosh. It's not to extol the character of the day. It's a mitzvah, like the Mordechai writes.
I thought that Shabbos is different than Yom Tov.
It is, in fact, I'm going to get to that point right now. In fact, that's what the Ramban and others point out, that the Mordechai quotes from one of the Rishonim in Gittin regarding the case of Shemitah's Ksafim. Shemitah's Ksafim works by itself. Yet, the Mordechai writes, that mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to say, Zedvar Shemitah, or Shaman, whatever the Lashon is. Because even though, as you were pointing out, there's a fundamental difference between, the Gemara tells us in Be'ah, Dav Yudzai, and many other places, there's a fundamental difference in Kedushas Shabbos and Kedushas Yom Tov. Shabbos is Kviyah V'Karmei. Shabbos comes by itself, it has inherent Kedusha. Yom Tov is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, but nevertheless, the Ramban equates the same type of thing. He says, all you need, he says, and I'll get into this more later, the Savior Reim says, that's the Chavivis, that's also like Kedushas Bechor. It has inherent Kedusha, yet the Chachamim say, Mitzvah L'Hakdisho. Even though it has inherent Kedusha, nevertheless, as Chavivis, they set up that you should Makayesh of Bidvarim. So the Ramban holds, the Iker is just the show to, you're basically saying Shabbos is Makud, you bring, like a Yovel, now you're bringing in Yovel's hair now. The Makayesh of Shabbos. So according to the Ramban, the Iker of Kiddush is a chareil to extol the day and the character. And the Ramban says, no, that's not the Iker, I'll give you many nafkaminas. Then the Ramban says, the issue is Zachar Yom Shabbos Makud, so my nafkamina, between the Rambam and the Ramban. So one nafkamina is, what about Havdalah? We all know, the Gemara tells us explicitly, Kiddush is a mitzvah in HaTorah, and Nosha Machayev even in Kiddush in HaTorah. What about Havdalah? So the Rambam writes, when he talks about the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos V'Kodsho, when he talks about extolling the day, he says it's a mitzvah to extol the day, Bichnisaso Uviyitziyato. Havdalah is the same end. It's the same mitzvah. Havdalah is also Kiddush. It's two bookends. You're extolling the character of the day when it comes in and when it comes out. And the Rambam writes explicitly, the mitzvah of Havdalah is a mitzvah in HaTorah. Because the source is Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, the same source. So the Rambam, which he touched on, holds Havdalah is the Raisa. The Ramban probably goes with the Orchaz Chaim. The Orchaz Chaim writes, and many other Rishonim, that Havdalah is only a mitzvah Drabanan. Because why? Because as the Maharam Michalva writes in Psachim, If when Beis is Makadosh the Yovel, it's died to Makadosh at one time. And when you don't go ahead, you Makadosh it that night, the next day. When you Makadosh something, you do it once and that's it. So therefore, you Makadosh the day when it comes and that's it. There is no mitzvah to Makadosh. There is no mitzvah in our Torah to make Havdalah. And therefore, based on this, you show it. So the Rambam would hold one Nafkamina would be, Havdalah would be the Raisa, which is according to the Rambam. And the Rambam holds the Rambam. We'll have a whole share of Havdalah, so we'll continue with Havdalah later on. Another Nafkamina would be, is the Rambam writes also, I think in Perakot says, that we all know it's us to eat before Kiddush Friday night. What about eating before Kiddush Shabbos morning? Kiddushei Rabbez is well known as. Is there an Isser, Te'ima, Nisafila? So the Rambam writes, yes. Kishem she'asa to eat before Kiddush Friday night, so too the same issue applies. And the Raavad goes, Chaya Roshi, what are you talking about? He goes crazy on the Rambam, no way. There is no Isser of, there's no Isser Achila before Kiddush. So, and in fact, because so, and what's the, and the, and so what's in the Kudus HaMachlokas? So it's the Rambam Mishitasan again. The Rambam Mishitasan, what's the mitzvah of Kiddush Zachareo? To extol the character of the day. So, Minat Torah, Bechnisato, Yitziato. But Chazal instituted a Kiddush Shabbos morning, Tikkun Derabbanan Ke'en D'Oraisa Tinkud, and therefore, it's a Hadin of Kiddush. It's the same halacha of Kiddush, except it's Hadin Derabbanan. So this act is an issue of Te'ima of Friday night, or this Achila to eat before Kiddush Friday night. This is Achila Shabbos morning. The writer says, what's Kiddush? It's not a din of Kiddush Shabbos morning. There's nothing to do. You make Kiddush one time. When Shabbos comes in, you make Kiddush today like the Ramban. It's just a din to give Chashivas in the Suda. So Chazal said, make up all your Priya Gotham. It's not me din of Kiddush. There's no issue to eat. According to the Raavad, there's no issue at all to eat before, because there is no Kiddush. Or, I guess it's a misnomer, there is no Kiddush, so therefore there's no issue to eat before Kiddush. So he says, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush with a knife, that's it. It's just a token for if we have guffin to try to give more chashivas to the Suda. But it's nothing to tell me about the mitzvah. So again, that seems to be the machlokas of Rambam. The Rav points out this interesting rash.
That's not a machlokas in Rambam. Maybe the Raavad is just saying that if there's no mitzvah at all of Kiddush that day. It's not like the Ramban.
Ramban
says that there's a Kiddush, right?
Right, but he hasn't said about Kiddush
Shabbos
this morning. The Ramban, you don't have to say it. It's a possibility that the Ramban could hold. Right, but the Ramban himself doesn't say it, therefore, even though he does point out that even when he agrees that it's the Rabbanan and stuff, the Kiddush Shabbos morning, maybe I have to check that long Ramban if he actually mentions Kiddush, if he mentions it, he might mention it in there or not, but right. But either way, you don't have to say it in the Ramban. Right, exactly. That's what I was saying. Once we have a Lashit Tassim, so anyway, it doesn't have to be that way, 100%. And then we have there's a Rashbam and Sakim. About the Gemara talks about Kiddush b'makom Suda. So so what's pshat in Kiddush b'makom Suda? There seems to be two days in the Rashbam. What's the nature of the din of Kiddush b'makom Suda? Is it a din in Kiddush, or is it a din in the Suda? In other words, why? What am I enhancing? Basically, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush. I have a Suda to get the Kiddush more chashivas or no? The Iker is the Suda, and therefore, in order to give Chashivas in the Suda would make Kiddush. So this 2 days in the Rashbam seems to be a machlokas of Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim. Where does it come up? Where does this come up? Because the Shaila is, what do we do? We all know, or most of us do, after Shul, it depends where you daven, but they have a Kiddush in Shul. And usually Kiddush is with cake, kichels, whatever, no bread, per se. So the Shaila is, so we go ahead and we make or whoever does it, that's the meaning of Yisrael, we make Kiddush over cake Shabbos morning. So the Shaila is that considered Kiddush b'makom Suda? So according to the Gaonim, that it's a din in Kiddush b'makom Suda, is a din in Kiddush. So therefore, yeah, in other words, you're just enhancing the Kiddush usually with the Suda, a cake is good enough, it's a medina Kiddush, so cake serves the purpose. But the Vilna Gaon says no. It's a Kiddush b'makom Suda din in Suda. Suda, you need pas. And that's why the Vilna Gaon sheet is, perhaps you can't even make Kiddush then over cake because that's it. So therefore, our minute at first then seems to be like the Gaonim, that we make Kiddush because according to the Gra, it seems to be not Kiddush b'makom Suda, maybe you can't eat. So the Rav pointed out, that's true, but perhaps one could argue that maybe it even follows the Gra. Maybe we pass them like the Gra, Kiddush b'makom Suda, you need lechem. How do we eat that? If it's nothing, we're not Yosei and Shua, what's the heck to eat? With the seer of the Raavad I just quoted, that the Raavad holds there is no, either there's no Din Kiddush or there's no Isser Achila, so perhaps maybe we pass it like the Gra, but the reason why we're allowed to eat is because you're not making kiddush because you did kiddush from Makom Suda, so therefore it's okay to have your cake. And then the Nafka Mina would be according to the Grod and the Gaonim. When you go home and have lunch, are you chayav to make it? It's no big deal to make another bowl for your gatzah, but are you chayav to? So according to the Vilna Gaon, yes. If you still haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of kiddush, i.e. kiddush from Makom Suda, and when you go home, you got to make kiddush before you have the hamotzi. But according to the Gaonim, no, you already fulfilled kiddush from Makom Suda in shul or in the house, wherever you had your wine and cake. And therefore, there's no need, there's no problem with making another kiddush, but it would be necessary. So then, Pashas Mekar Adin, the minute seems to go like the Gaonim, that really recognize your pal Yotze, kiddush from Makom Suda with the cake. And therefore, you don't have to, but you know, it's one of those things where it's a milsa de lotir, it's not a big deal. To go ahead and make another kiddush. And another
nafkamina if you didn't have wine.
No, right. Like, no, so then right. That's from the Ikarai, we pass him like to Gaonim. You don't have to. I'm saying in a case where you have wine, and you know, or maybe make it over Chama or Medina.
Right.
But another interesting nafkamina the Rav points out is, it doesn't come up that often, but it can. Maybe Simchas Torah night is the most likely scenario. What about, as he pointed out, Some shuls make kiddush in shul. But that's, I tell you where it comes up. Also, Leil Sukkot. A lot of times, people make kiddush in the sukkah. I guess maybe they serve cake for people on the sukkah. So, what does that work? Did you fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush for Makom Suda? So, Bishloma, during the day, we have the, even according to the Gra, we have the right to be somachan. But at night time, we don't. So, therefore, we have to take a stand at night. So can you make kiddush over cake at night? So according to the Gaonim, yes. It's a din. Kiddush Makom Suda is a din in kiddush. It's enough for the kiddush. But according to the Gra, no. So according to the Gra, one would not be able to make kiddush Friday night or the night of Friday night because according to the Gaonim, yes, it's a din in kiddush. According to the Gra, it would be problematic. And then, one last thing, and that's right, therefore kiddush from Makom Suda, that would get into that shaila. And yet we didn't touch on it, let's say, if you, in the places where you make vayichulu, so is that, pashas kiddush minat Torah, if you plan on being yotze, that's probably the best place to be yotze with, because that's the text of the, that's the text of the kiddush, correct? But anyway, right, wouldn't solve our problem, but would solve it according to the Minchas Chinuch. Even the Minchas Chinuch would agree that if you're saying the text of Kiddush in Shul, assuming you're being Yotzi, so then he'd agree with the Magen Avraham's, he would agree with the problem. There is a problem of going home and that. And one last thing. So we said this, the Gemara says in Pesachim that there's an Indian of Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. What's that all about? Like Bishlom on Yontif, the Shalosh Golem, Pesach, so there's some connection. Why are we mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush? Why is there a need to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush Friday night at all? So getting back to what we discussed the Ramban, we point out the difference between Yontif and Shabbos is Shabbos is inherent Kedusha, Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azman, and we bring in the Kedusha. And as we pointed out, but nevertheless, mitzvah latisho, we do a token. We say kiddush, or by kedushas bechor, we say mitzvah lakacho, or by shmitas ksatim. Nevertheless, we go through it anyway. Because what do you show? There's a beautiful Mesha Chachma in this week's parasha. The Mesha Chachma writes from Shocha Yovel, he talks about Har Sinai. He says, really, when the Jews left Har Sinai, obviously Har Sinai was Kadosh, but once the Jews left Har Sinai, like a teenage, they ran away, that was it. Really, the Kedusha should have disappeared. It's only based on the Gemara and Beya, a Dovish of a Minyan, that for some other technical reasons. But really, the Kedusha would have left. Why? Because what Pshat is, because easy come, easy go, he writes. That a person, if anything to be meaningful in life, you have to be proactive, you have to do something. Just to sit back and let the Kedusha come. Okay, you didn't do anything on Har Sinai. Okay, so God did everything, you leave, that's it. And the Meshach HaKadosh has the same thing like Kaya and Hevel. that Hevel held the Gamhu, the difference between Kayin and Hevel, is Hevel put work into his karba, and that's why it was accepted. And that's the Yisod of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Mekai Shizro of Azman. Maybe it's only a token, but we want to show it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're also infusing the thing with Kedusha. And just to conclude, there's a beautiful Avnei Nezer.
You're
going
to go back to the Good Shabbos.
Yes, yeah, so that's the Machok.
The Rambam.
Yes, yeah, so the Rambam. That was the
good
right.
Works
right. So the Rambam. Rambam. According to the Rambam, that's the Bir Halacha. Good Shabbos isn't enough because you have to do Zechir. It's not enough. And according to the Rambam,
it's like
Rabbi Givah Eger. That would be enough, right?
Just by saying Good Shabbos.
Right. That's the Nakudas Hamachok. It's the Rambam.
Not
right. Bir Halacha is like the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and says that's why it's no good. He himself quotes the Rambam. And the Rabbi Keith Akers was working with Ramban, apparently.
Right.
So, this to conclude with the Avnei Nezer, it's Derech Drush, Hashem Yishmuel quotes it, that there's a Machlokas, the Gemara talks about in Arvei Pesachim about, we know that we make Pesachim Otsari Shabbos. Why do we make Pesachim? Because we lose in the Shema, everyone agrees on Shabbos, you have in the Shema Yisera. What about Anyantif? Anyantif do we have in the Shema Yisera? So there's a machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos. So, because what does the Rashbam say? Because what happens when Yontif falls out of Motzoi Shabbos? So do we make Pesachim Motzoi Shabbos? The answer is no, we don't. So why not? So the Rashbam writes, you know why? Not because we have in the Shema Yisera on Yontif. We're not losing anything. So we're not losing anything. There's no need to have the Pesachim. So that's why we have it. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? He disagrees.
You mean
says,
the next day is Yontif?
Yeah,
the next
Saturday night. And the Tosfos says, what are you talking about? He says, we don't have a neshama yisera on Yontif. And what's my raya? Motzai Yontif. According to you, Motzai Yontif Acharon. So why don't we... So then when Yontif goes to Chol, whatever it's going to be, so where's the Besamim? Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what you're talking about, what about the raya of the Rashbam? That why don't we make the summon them on Motzai Shabbos of Yontif? According to Tosfos, we lose on the Shema Yisera. The Tosfos says, no, I'll tell you why, because what's the reason for the summon is to cheer us up after we lose on the Shema Yisera? But since it's Yontif, we have food as Yontif, the food would do even better than the summon. We eat a lot of food on Yontif, that will take care of our upsetness, and that's why we don't need it. So,
why do you say Shalom Aleichem? Why do you say Shalom Aleichem when it's Motzai Yontif?
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem is for the...
What do you...
Shalom Aleichem, right?
But what do you... Do?
Oh, you're talking about the Shami.
Right. So therefore, because the Kash is, so how do we answer up Tosfos Kash on the Rashbam? Why don't we make, so where's the Besamim according to the Rashbam, or so Yom Tov Acharon? So the Avnei Nezer has to see so. He says, because what Shad, it's true on Shabbos, like Bechor, that... If there's an inherent kedusha, nevertheless, mitzvah l'kadesh, like the Ramban. That's only a token makadesh. Really, it's an inherent kedusha. But by Yontif, it's a makadesh of azmanim. So something which comes from Mele, has inherent kedusha, easy come, easy go. We didn't bring in kedusha Shabbos. So right after Shabbos is over, our karatina, that's it. The kedusha disappears, and we need to quickly give it up to summon. We can't take it anymore. We need to line up a bit. But Yontif, we created the Kedusha, so the Kedusha doesn't, so it takes a while for the Kedusha, for the Neshama Yisera to leave, so therefore we don't need the Besamim because it's not running, it's going to stick around for a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So that's the Yisrael, the difference between Kedusha, and that's the whole essence of Shabbos, even though, it's true, it's only a token Kedusha, but as the Ramban saying is, Mitzvah Kais, and that's the fundamental Machlok, is Rambam Ramban, is the Iker is Zachareo, the Zachar is Kacheo, many nafkaminas, whether Abdullah is the right to draw banan, whether the Isser of eating achila kodem tfila, before the Kiddush, whether, you know, the machlokas Rabbi Akiva Eger bir halacha about Good Shabbos, and then we said we had, perhaps it ties in or not, but the issue we had Kiddush from Makam Suda, about is it did in Kiddush or it did in Suda, the machlokas, the Gra and the Gaonim, Nafkamina, could you have to go home and make another Kiddush for lunch over bread, like the Gra, or what about Friday night, is enough to fulfill your mitzvah Kiddush from Makam Suda at the Unshul. I left out one other Nafkamina, perhaps also, is when could you make Kiddush? So, Are you allowed to make Kiddush before Shabbos starts? Again, remember, before Shabbos starts. So the Rambam Shita says explicitly, you can make Kiddush while it's still Meod Yom Gadol. And the Ramban says, no way. Ramban says, you can't make Kiddush unless it's Shabbos. So it's the same in the Kudus Amah focus. The Rambam who holds the Mitzvah Zachareyu, so Samach Lashki is going to have to be exactly, Havdalah could be a little after Shabbos also, even though he writes it could even be before Shabbos is over. But Kiddush, he says, so what? In fact, that's in the Rambam who says you should make Kiddush before Shabbos. And the Ramban who holds it's a mitzvah of Kedusha, you can't. In fact, that's my point there. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva, someone was asked, if he's making Kiddush for a nurse during early Shabbos in the summer, if he's making Kiddush in a nursing home, can he go home and drive home? So he has no tshuva, but it's both based on the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no connection between Issa and Malacha making Kiddush. The Ramban clearly holds no. The Gemara says Rav Shalish Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. No, that's what we did till Sefer Shabbos. You could bring in, but when you make the Nafka Mina is according to the Ramban, you're taking on Shabbos. According to the Rambam, you could go ahead and drive around and do some other stuff afterwards. That'd be another Nafka Mina between the Rambam and Ramban, where the Ikar of Kiddush is the Zohar or the Kacheyo.
What required the effort?
No, he's saying no. Meshachov is saying there was no effort. That's why really the kedusha would have been. Really, there's no kedusha left in Har Sinai. It's only because of a davish of a minyan tarak binyan achelot. So he's saying the point is any time when you want something to be meaningful in Olam Hazeh, you have to put effort into it. And that's why even Har Sinai, it was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No kedusha. That's why he says Kayin and Hevel. The reason why Hevel's was accepted is because the Hevel Hevi Gamu, he goes to Hevel to dissolve, you know, whoever he brought, but he put effort in. Kayin just plucked off the, you know, the Priyah Dhamma, and that was it. That and that's the Yisod in general. Easy come, easy go. Like the Avdei Nezer. Anything that's going to be meaningful in life, it has to be put. You have to put in effort.
You connected it back to Yisod
Mitzrayim. Right. That's how I put it. So that's perhaps why, since Shabbos is inherent kedusha. So why is it that Chazal said, let's put Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush? To show that, in order for us, you know, to keep the Kedusha, so we infuse it also with the Zecha, with the, so to speak, you know, the concept of Makayesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Zecha Yisrayim is our Kedusha. We bring it in. So to make Shabbos, more, you know, have a dual level of Kedusha, make it last. So Zecha is a remnant to the fact that that even to make our own Shabbos meaningful, we have to do things like the Chafetz Chaim says. There's a Shmirah Shabbos and there's a Makadshei Shabbos. Shmirah Shabbos means a guy he sits and lies all bed. He lies in his bed all day, does nothing. He's a Shomer Shabbos. But a Makadshei Shabbos is one who davens, sings mirrors, learns Torah. That you saw that even within Shabbos, there's a Zeichah Yetzias Mitzrayim element that we have to do. It's true in Heron Kedusha, but to make it more meaningful for us, we have to go and we have to infuse the Shabbos. If we want Shabbos to last afterwards, we have to do things. Or else right afterwards, bring out the Besamim, and
why,
you know, we lose
it. Why do you call that Zeichah Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the connection of your effort and your input?
No, because Zeichah, that's a Chodesh El Chab Rosh Chadashim. That's the mitzvah of Kedusha's man. That's the whole, I'm connecting with Kedusha's Yantiv. That is all the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regolim, among Zeichah Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the connection. And that's based in doing it, that's Rosh Chodesh, that's based in with Makadish this man, by us being proactive.
The original question is why do we need Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned in order for Kiddush to be effective?
I'm just throwing in derech just based on this. It's the element, because Shabbos is inherent, so then we go ahead and mitzvah a kaddish with varim, so also it's not enough just to make a kiddish, but we have to act, you know, be proactive in terms of, you know, learning, davening, and other things in order for Shabbos to be more meaningful. You could be, that's...
Does that?
No, right, that's, you know, I'm saying it's a rem, you know, it's a rem, that's what, I'm saying that's what Zeichah Yetzias stands for. That is, because Shabbos stands for inherent kedusha, Zeichah Yetzias stands for a proactive kedusha. Whatever, but that's Derek Jewish.
Why is Yitzchus Mitzrayim?
No, because you
were we also were active in Yitzchus Mitzrayim? That's what I'm not helping.
We were active in Yitzchus Mitzrayim.
We were. Wasn't it Hashem paying us out?
No, right. Well, that's it. Well, we did the carbon Pesach. He was mocked in the refuah before the Makkah.
Okay.
That it too wasn't the Kriyat Yamsuf. We actually finished the job. All right.
All right. I hear that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.